Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest, Bill Schumar, the new president, CEO of Special Olympics Southern California. Bill, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art. Nice to be here.
Many of you may recognize this familiar face because he was the athletic director for 10 years at Long Beach State, where I teach. And this is a bit of a switch, but not totally.
No, not. It's still in the world of sports. I spent my whole career spanning more than three decades, almost four now, in college and professional sports. And so the lure to me, Art, was taking over and running a piece of the world's largest sports organization. It just happens to serve people with intellectual disabilities. So a lot of similarities.
The world's largest sports organization.
World's
Let's
largest
think about
sports
that. I never knew that.
2.5 million athletes globally, going worldwide. So
wow.
Impressive reach.
And of course, as athletic director, you were very hospitable to Special Olympics, because I know I attended many of the events. Long Beach State hosted the Southern California Special Olympics for many years.
I was the initial contact when Special Olympics looked to move its Summer Games, which is its premier event, from UCLA. And was contacted about the possibilities of coming to Long Beach and to our university. So at that time, I went to Mayor O'Neill and President Maxson, and they said, absolutely, let's talk. They came 9 years ago, and as a result of that, Special Olympics asked me to join its Southern California board as a volunteer, which I did for 5 years, and then it made the transition easier to come in as CEO and take over the organization.
Yeah. So there is this long-standing relationship, and it's very inspiring. As I mentioned, attended several of the year's events, and the positive energy of the young men and women is quite remarkable.
You know, it's amazing, Art. Sports, through the simple vehicle of sports, lives are changed and enhanced. Statistics show that our athletes, people with intellectual disabilities that compete in Special Olympics, they're four times more likely to go out into society and be successful.
Really?
Hold down a job. Their self-esteem improves, certainly their physical health, their competitiveness, their self-confidence, lifelong friendships.
Really?
In my career, I've been around a lot of great athletes and coaches, some of who are very good people. Our athletes are excellent, excellent people.
Amen to that. And the joyousness in the competition is apparent to those bystanders like myself watching.
It's a real purity to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, purity. Yeah, yeah. Now, exciting news. Special Olympics, which had been headquartered in Culver City for many years, announced that you are moving a part of your operation to Long Beach in August.
We did. We plant the flag this month. 13 of us from our staff will be coming to inhabit the Junior Golf Building on Carson Avenue in front of the golf course there at Hartwell Park. That will be our temporary headquarters until we determine what we're going to do permanently. The city of Long Beach, in being the winning bid, really convinced us in a number of ways, quantitatively and qualitatively, that Long Beach was the perfect future home for Special Olympics. One opportunity we have is to build our own headquarters. That's brand new territory for my board,
yeah.
And my job is to convince them to dream big. So we need time to look at all that.
And there were 25 cities that wanted an opportunity to be the headquarters city, and 9 then were seriously looked at, and Long Beach came out the winner.
Absolutely, and from day one, in fact, a good colleague and friend of mine over the years from my university days, Phil Hester, the director of Parks, Recreation, and Marine, he told me very early, he said, I have it from very high places in town, that you guys aren't going anywhere, you're going to stay right here.
Wow.
And I said, well, Phil, I think it's going to be pretty competitive. But Long Beach showed from the outset, a tremendously coordinated and synergistic effort and pitch. It literally blew our board away, Art.
Well, that's great. And continuing that relationship with the Summer Games, having been here for 9 years, really just cements that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's look to the future, Bill. You're running the show for Special Olympics. I didn't realize it's the world's largest organized sport, did you say?
Right, exactly, yeah.
And you're heading it. What are your plans for the future?
Well, you're a business professor by trade, so you'll appreciate what I'm going to tell you. Special Olympics has a 97% recognition rate of its brand. Nike's at 90. So that will tell you how many people recognize Special Olympics.
And of course, Ethel Kennedy has been a model of
Absolutely. Eunice Kennedy Shriver was the one who started it in her backyard in the late 60s. So the Kennedy Shriver family, very, very instrumental in our success. But a couple of real misconceptions, despite the popularity of our brand. Many people think we're just about kids. We serve athletes lifelong from 8 to 80. And in truth, the average age of our athlete is 37 years old.
Really?
We're getting a lot older. And so if we're going to grow our athlete base, which is my charge, my goal, I think we can double the 10,000 athletes that we were serving when I came in the door. I think we can do that in the next decade, maybe triple. But we've got to aggressively and proactively go after the younger person with intellectual disabilities. So you're going to see a lot of our efforts in the schools, a lot of initiatives in the schools, a lot of partnering with strategic corporate sponsors like Mattel. You know, Mattel's all about selling toys to kids. Yeah. They love what we're all
about. Is each region given pretty much freedom to do it their way, or are you under some umbrella?
We serve under an international umbrella because as a sports organization, you want to make sure things are uniform and equitable because it is, after all, just like the Olympics, the Paralympics. A competition has to be uniform all the way up the ladder. However, we are, I report to my own board, we are our own separate 501c3. Fundraising is always at the forefront. We need to raise $10 million a year to keep moving forward.
For the Southern
Right, yeah, we raised $1 million last year, so we're doing some good things.
Well, we'll have you back, but congratulations on your new gig, and congratulations to Long Beach on the winning bid to get this important headquarters. And stay with us. We'll be back with more of Stray Talk after these messages.